Live updates: no collusion, Trump takes victory lap in Michigan. By Tony Lee on March 28, 2019. President Donald Trump is expected to take a victory lap when he holds a total exoneration rally Thursday evening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just days after Attorney General William Barr revealed that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russians in 2016. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:51 p.m., Trump concludes electric rally where he previewed a coming attraction at the border. Trump said he will showcase brand new sections of the wall and demanded that Mexico do more about the migrant caravans. 8:43 p.m., Trump says he won't forget that his voters, the smartest and the greatest, stood with him against the rigged power structure in D.C. Trump says his voters have always been loyal to the country and now they have a president who is loyal to them. Trump says Democrats have taken Michigan for granted. But he will never, ever, ever, ever take Michigan voters for granted. I am fighting for your jobs, your life, your community with everything I have and I will never, ever stop, Trump says. We are winning so big nobody ever thought it would happen. 8:41 p.m., Trump says we believe that children should be taught to respect and be proud of our country while respecting the great American flag. Crowd chants USA. USA. 8:38 p.m., Trump says the Republican Party is the party of the American dream and claims every day he makes good on the promises made, promises kept motto. 8:37 p.m., Trump rips Democrats for executing babies with their extreme, late-term abortion fanaticism. He says Democrats have never been further outside of the mainstream. 8:35 p.m., Trump says he will soon visit the border and show that vast sections of a brand new wall have been built. Trump blasts Democrats for supporting amnesty in sanctuary cities because they want voters. He mocks those seeking asylum, saying many of the rough people who have been coached by left-wing lawyers look like heavyweight champions. Trump talks about the invasion at the border and says he wants to be the jobs, safety, and security of American citizens first. He says America should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans and not for criminal aliens. He again praises ICE patriots and the heroes of Border Patrol. 8:22 p.m., Trump says his administration lives by two simple rules, buy American, hire American. And we're already seeing the results, Trump says before listing off various investments auto companies have made in Michigan and the heartland. 8:20 p.m., Trump says he'll close the damn border if Mexico doesn't stop the caravans. Crowd starts chanting build that wall in USA. 8:18 p.m., Trump says Mexico needs to stop the rush to the border and he says, if they don't, it's going to cost them a hell of a lot of money. 8:17 p.m., Trump says Mexico, which he says has the toughest immigration laws in the world, needs to do more to help America with enforcement. Trump again says other countries aren't giving us their best people after ripping the visa lottery system. That's another beauty. 8:15 p.m., Trump says he knocked Pocahontas out of the race and says he asked himself, what did I do that for? He says he should have waited 9 months. 8:11 p.m., Trump slams Democrats for their cynical politics of radicalism, resistance, and resistance. He says the Democrats are advancing an extreme government takeover called the Green New Deal. Trump says he doesn't want to talk about the Green New Deal right now because he wants to run against it in 2020. No more airplanes, no more cows, Trump says. One car per family. You're gonna love that in Michigan. Trump now mocks electric cars. Where do I get a charge, darling? And says he wants a lot of cars for families so they can lead great lives. 8:05 p.m., Trump says the Republican Party will become the party of healthcare after again referencing John McCain's thumbs down vote. Trump says Obamacare is bankrupting Americans and nobody should go bankrupt because of healthcare. Trump vows to protect patients with pre-existing conditions even though his administration does not yet have a healthcare plan to replace Obamacare. 7:58 p.m., Trump says go get yourself a good socialist if you want to see a good deflation. 7:57 p.m., Trump pivots to America's economic revival and says America's economy is the hottest in the world. He rehashes his genius's line about 401ks. He talks about rising wages, especially for blue-collar workers. He says the unemployment rate has reached the lowest in 51 years. Trump says he got criticized for asking black voters, "What do you have to lose?" Trump talks about the lowest unemployment rates for minorities and disabled Americans. 7:53 p.m., Trump says it's time. 7:51 p.m., Trump mocks Jussie Smollett. He says he claims he was attacked by MAGA country. "Maybe the only time I've ever agreed with the mayor of Chicago," Trump says. He says that's a terrible situation and what took place in Chicago is an embarrassment to Chicago and an embarrassment to our country. 7:48 p.m. Trump asks whether Democrats will have to decide if they want to continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit or apologize for the Russia collusion hoax. Trump reminisces about election night in 2016 when his audience at 1 a.m. was larger than Hillary's in prime time. He mocks the media for predicting it would be a short evening for Trump. Crowd chants 4 more years. Trump says we cannot criminalize political differences and talks about law enforcement and intelligence agencies that spied on him. "They spied on me," Trump says. He says they eventually won against the deep state and it's a beautiful thing, they tried taking something great. 7:39 p.m., Trump ridicules Hillary Clinton for not going to Wisconsin and speaks about how Michigan was his last campaign stop in 2016. 7:35 p.m., Trump mocks Adam Pencil next shift. Trump blasts the Democrats and the media bosses and the crooked journalists and the totally dishonest TV pundits group of major losers who have harmed the country. "They tried to divide our country, to poison the national debate, to tear up the fabric of our great democracy," Trump says. "They did it all because they refused to accept the results of one of the greatest presidential elections, probably number one, in our history." Trump says many, many people were hurt by the scam and blasts little pencil neck Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, who Trump says has the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. He is not a long ball hitter. "Sick, sick, these are sick people," Trump says. "There has to be accountability because it's all lies. They know it's lies." Crowd chants locker up after Trump talks about the fake, dirty dossier that crooked Hillary and the Democrats paid for. Trump says maybe he got lucky because even the fake news didn't even believe it. "Thank you very much, I appreciate it. You never know," Trump says. 7:26, Trump, total exoneration. Complete vindication. Trump says the effort by Democrats, the media, and the deep state to overturn the 2016 election has failed. The greatest election we've had in a long time, maybe right from the beginning. He says it was nothing more than a sinister effort to undermine the results of the 2016 election. Trump says there has never been anything like what we did in 2016. "We defeated a very corrupt establishment and we kept our promise to the American people, and it's driving them crazy," Trump says. "Today, our movement and our country are thriving. Their fraud has been exposed. The credibility of those who pushed the hoax is forever broken. And they've now got big problems." He says Mueller was a god to Democrats until he said no collusion. They don't like him so much right now, Trump says. 7:25 p.m., Trump says after 3 years of lies and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. 7:20 p.m., Trump, with, as Trump Jr. said, the monkey off of his back, now appears on stage. Raucous crowd awaits. 7 p.m., Trump is wheels downing Michigan. 6:35 p.m. Speaking to local reporters, Donald Trump Jr. says the Russia collusion hoax was the greatest hoax perpetrated upon the American people and says the media have done irreparable damage in pushing the Russia collusion hoax.